Blog Talk Radio.
Tag team or single, we still kick ass no matter what.
Right.
who have influenced you in the business?
Well, you know, of course, my father and my uncle, you know, my dad's my inspiration, you know. But, you know, my older brother, Samuel, you know, he's always been, I always idled him. I just like his style. He's got his own style, and, you know, he can work, man. I mean, I just idolize my older brother, you know what I mean? Everybody in my family, but he would probably be the one that I look up to the most.
Right. That's what's up.
Yeah.
How was it like working with Dave Batista in the ring?
Well, we actually trained Batista. You know, he came out of our gym, and, you know, my dad worked with him, Brother Samu worked with him, I worked with him, but, you know, I spent a lot of time with him one-on-one. He wouldn't really work with anybody else, you know, some of the students. He didn't want to get in the ring with them. He wanted to either be trained by us or nobody at all, which, you know, I don't have a problem with that. But, you know, I spent a lot of time with Batista, and we became good friends. And believe it or not, he actually, when he got his first contract, I was on contract again back in 1998 with WWE. And I went up there with him and, you know, had a little, would call it, exhibition match with him just to see what he can do. And, you know, they were just amazed because, to be honest with you, I made him look like $1 million. And they overnighted him a contract, so, you know, that was his career from there. So, but, you know, he was a big boy, man. He was rough to work with in the beginning, you know, because he was like a machine. You know, he was like a mechanical machine. It was hard to move around. But after a while, you know, he got the hang of it, and, you know, look at him now. Big name, big star. Now in MMA, so, you know, I can't say anything else. But, you know, God bless him and do what he's doing. You know, he was a great guy. Still is a great guy.
Yeah. And what's your opinion on Carlos Colon?
Oh, Carlos Colon. Well, you know, I wrestle for WWC, which is the World Wrestling Council in San Juan, Puerto Rico. I wrestled for them for many, many years. And I have nothing to say bad about Carlos Colon. You know what I mean? He's always treated me with respect. I respect him until this day. And he's always took care of me and my family, you know, especially me. I'm probably the one that spent the most time over there for the company. But he's always took care of me. You know, there was some bumps in the roads there, you know, like, you know, getting, you know, little things that happen with the business down there. But otherwise, you know, I have nothing bad to say with him. I respect him. And, you know, right now we just had the tag team championship belts over there, me and my brother Manu. And we go back and forth over there. So, you know, they got us going over there in a couple of weeks again and see what happened. But Carlos Colon's a very good guy. His kids, Carlitos Colon, good guy, good kid. I mean, I remember them when they were young. And I remember before they even got in the wrestling business, you know, they were always respectful, and still to this day they are. And his son that's in WWE right now and his nephew, you know, they're all good wrestlers, you know, second generation wrestlers, and good stuff.
Yeah, they definitely are good workers also in the ring.
Yes.
Primo and Carlito and Orlando.
Yeah, Epico, yeah.
Yes. Right now, you and your brother, Alpha Jr., have been going all over the states wrestling as a tag team.
Yeah, well, we started started together as a tag team. We call ourselves the Sons of Samoa. And, you know, we've been doing good. Like I said, we go to the Caribbean. We've been overseas in Germany and all over Europe and all over the United States. And we just want to keep going and, you know, keep Samoa on the map like my dad and my uncle did. You know, my brother and everybody in our family, you know, there's about 13 of us in the wrestling business. And, you know, we got second generation, third generation, and hopefully possibly we have fourth generation, you know. So of wrestlers out of our you know, stable, what we call our Samoan dynasty. And, you know, the good thing about it, there's not too many families out there that are actually original family members, you know. We're actually, all of us are all family members. And, you know, we got nephews and brothers and uncles and cousins that are in the business all over. You know, we go from California to Pennsylvania to Florida to American Samoa, you know. So we're all over the place. And, you know, there's a lot of promoters out there that would love to get all of us together, you know, as a Samoan dynasty on the one show. And I would like to see that happen, you know. We have all of our family members together and, you know, let people see our true family and, you know, all of us together to wrestle on one event.
Yes, indeed. I had met a few of your nephews, Lance Anoya and the Usos brothers also.
Yeah, yeah. Those are actually, I mean, everybody knows the Usos brothers. Those are Rikishi's twin sons.
Right.
And my nephew Lance, which is my older brother Samu's son, you know, those are all third-generation wrestlers, man, and they're making it. They're doing it. You know, I'm proud of all of them, you know, especially my nephew Lance. He's the youngest, but, you know, he's getting up there. I mean, he's been all over the place so far. And, you know, everywhere you go, every weekend, he's booked somewhere. So, you know, he's getting around, and I'm proud of him.
Right. And I noticed that y'all basically started early and at 16, 17, working and training.
What was that?
Y'all actually started real young in the business.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We all started young. I think the youngest, though, was actually my younger brother, which is Manu. He actually started at 13. I started at 15. Russell started at 15, but he started at 13. And he learned pretty quick. I'll tell you a short story. We actually trained him in Austria. We were on a tour in Austria, and he said he wanted to wrestle. So what we did is we sat there, and we actually basically trained him right in the hotel room. And then from there, he's gone.
Hmm. And do you have any aspirations of going back to WWE?
Well, you know what? It's funny you said that because I wouldn't mind going back. You know what I mean? I know it was years ago that I was there, and all our family members, you know, we have some there that are there now. But I wouldn't mind going back at all, to be honest with you.
Right. And I was just hoping that time when I was actually watching the 95 and 96, when your brother Samu came in, and you came in as the Samoan Gangster Party and about to speak with Rikishi.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then I also had, which was there now, is Rosie. He was there too. So, you know, it was all of us there. And they didn't really do anything at that time with us. You know, everything was up in the air. Everything was in the process. But, you know, WWE, they got different minds in there, and everybody got different ideas for everybody, so they kind of like put us on the back burner on that situation.
Yeah, how was Vince McMahon towards y'all back then?
You know what? Vince is a businessman, and he's all business, actually. But he's always been loyal to our family, you know what I mean? He's always respected my dad and my uncle and everybody in there. So can't really say too much bad about the man, just that, you know, he has his ways and he wants to do what he wants, but he's always took care of us.
Right. And how was his role agents at the time, Pat Patterson and Gerald Briscoe?
Jerry was okay. I mean, I really had a problem with either one of them. Pat was more, you know, what Vince says, it goes. All of them basically are like that. But, you know, I never had a problem with either one of them, to be honest with you.
And Were you also doing when ECW was still around? Were you also planning on going up there with your brothers?
Yeah, we were actually we started ECW in 90. What was it? I want to say 90 at the end of 98, 99. We went up there and we went as the Samoan Gangster Party up there. We worked, we wrestled against New Jack, you know, Terry Satter and all those guys. We were there for about almost a year. And then, believe it or not, Paul Lee said that we were too extreme for ECW because, you know, we went out there and we just kicked ass. You know, we didn't care. They wanted to be extreme, and that's right up our alley. So, you know, we were there and we wrestled with all those guys. You know what I mean? The Dudleys. We actually started our first feud with the Dudleys right here in Allentown, Pennsylvania, at Ag Hall. That's what started us. So from there, and then we went on working, you know, all over the place with ECW, and it was good. Paulie was good, you know, busy man, always running around doing something, but he took care of us. Can't complain about him either.
Right. And I noticed that all a lot of names came out of your training, out the Wild Samoan training school, and it's like, they bring you. It's like they everyone apart like a family, a big family.
Yeah, well, everybody that we train, we you know, everybody calls my dad Pops, you know, because when you're in there, you know, we're a family oriented, you know, company. Plus, you know, that's the way we are. Where we come from is Samoa, and that's our culture. You know, we take care of everybody. We treat everybody like family, you know. When you're with us, you're family. So my dad takes all his students and treats them like his kids, you know, just like us. You know, he respects them. They respect him to the utmost. And, you know, he tries to do the best for them. Same thing, you know, my brother Samu, he's got the WHWC4 here in Pennsylvania, and we have the wrestling school down here, and he's the same way, you know. We do everybody the same. Take care of them, and you know, everybody gets so close to us, they really don't want to go work anywhere else because they feel comfortable with us. But you know, that's what they're in the business, to go out and spread their wings and get out and, you know, work other companies, and if they make it to the big time, they make it to the big time, which we have a lot of them that did. You know, my dad trained a lot of guys over the years, you know, like we said, Batista, you know, Gene Snitsky. You know, to name a lot of them, there's a whole bunch of them. Billy Kidman. Oh, man, the list goes down the line. I mean, there's tons of them that are up there, you know what I mean? And, you know, they just, they still respect my dad for what they, you know, for what he did for them, and they respect the whole family. And, you know, I'm very close with Snitsky. He's very close with us. He lives in Pennsylvania, same place we do, you know. So we get to see each other a little bit, you know, here and there. But everybody's just, like you said, it's a family, and that's the way we treat them.
Right. And what you think of the major companies right now, WWE, TNA, and Ring of Honor, the products?
Well, you know, they all gotta come up to WWE standard, you know, to Vince's standard, because he's the one that got the whole thing. You know what I mean? He's been around all these years, and everybody's got to come up to his level. Ring of Honor, I mean, I see they're on the road. That's good, you know. But they, Ring of Honor basically caters to more high-flying wrestlers, you know. And
right.
And me, I don't mind high-flying wrestlers, you know. But just in the business, you know, I'm old school, you know. If you're going to go out there and wrestle, go out there and show the people, give them what they want, you know what I mean?
Right.
Show them what they can do. I mean, those high-flying things, you know, they're good for so long. But, you know, a lot of those guys who end up in wheelchairs, you know,
right.
By the age of 30 or 40, you know what I mean?
Right.
And TNA, you know, I've seen their product. I watched their product a little bit. And it's good, you know. It came a long way. I think they got a long way to go before they can get up to, like I said, WWE standard. But they're making their way up there, and they got a lot of good talent there. Their storylines need to be picked up a little bit, but otherwise, you know, they're doing pretty good.
Right. And they still need to push the younger guys still.
Yeah, absolutely. They got a lot of young talent there, and they kind of like keep them on the back burner. You know, they got all the guys out there like Bubba Ray and all those guys, and the Ace of the Eights, and that's basically their storyline every week. You know, they gotta, you know, just switch it up a little bit. They can still do their Ace of the Eights, but you know, give some shine to some of these young guys out there.
Right. We want to see like new faces, and yeah. And I think Samoa Joe should be ahead of the company. He should be the top baby face.
Yeah, I mean, he's been there for a long time. I mean, since they started, actually, I believe. So, you know, I mean, it's really up to him. Maybe they want to give him that spot, but maybe he's, you know, doesn't want it. And, you know, I don't know that situation.
Right.
But I know what they do need. They need some more Samoans up there. You know, hey, Sons of Samoa can go up there and tear the house down too. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's either WWE or TNA. Whoever wants to go, Ring of Honor, it doesn't make a difference. You know, we can go out there and kick ass and take names anywhere we go.
Right. And what's your opinion on Triple H that's running that's soon to be running WWE in the future?
Running, he's running it now. you know, he's doing his job now. Well, I like Triple H. You know, I have nothing against him. I see now, you know, he likes to get more old school, which I like that a lot, you know, because let's face it, nowadays with WWE or anything in the business right now, you got to have a body and you got to look good, and whether you're going to make it on TV or not. And back years ago, you didn't need a body. The only thing you knew how to do is wrestle and you know, if you were a heel, get the heat. If you're a baby face, you go out there, you get that, you know, get the people behind you. And, you know, that then it was good. You know, now you gotta work hard. I mean, these guys that bust their butt just to get in shape. And, you know, sometimes they don't make it, and sometimes they do, and they're not there long. But, you know, I see them bringing back, you know, a lot of old-timers, which is good. And I see they also, you know, got Hall of Fame thing where, you know, they take care of the guys in the Hall of Fame. So I think he's doing some things that are pretty good, you know what I mean? Just if he keeps it up, I mean, it'll be all right. I really think that some of their story writers, you know, they can come up with some more better stuff than what they are. But, you know, otherwise with Triple H, I think he'll be all right.
All right. And it seems like now that they finally, the ones they're bringing up now, they letting them be themselves like they were in Florida.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they have a lot of talent down at NXT, a lot of talent. There's a lot of guys down there that have been down there for so long that should have been on TV already. At least in my eyes, there's some that should have been there and had belts around their waist and been doing angles with them and storylines with them, but fortunately they're still down there. But I guess, you know, this, like they say, you got to wait around until it's your time. So I guess their time will be, you know, come around sometime. Hopefully it's soon.
Right. And it's like Roman Reigns, since that's your cousin, and he seems like he's been, he's the most improved out of the bunch.
Well, it's funny because, you know, he's actually got less time than both of his guys with Seth and the other guy, Dean Ambrose.
Right.
He's probably got less time in the ring than them, but, you know, he's been the most improved. You know, he's got a great body on him. And it was funny because somebody put on the internet and also on Facebook, and it was Carlitos, you know, he put on, he goes, man, it seems like two of the two of the guys need to go hit the gym. So, you know, I see a little bit of those two guys. You know, they let their body go a little bit. I don't know if it's because they're on the road a lot or, you know, or just that they're not worried about it because they're in the spotlight. But eventually, you know, somebody's going to say something to them and tell them to get back in the gym and get their body back in shape. Otherwise, my cousin Joe, you know, he's got a tremendous body. He's always been in the gym. Ever since he played football, he's always had a great body on him. And he's dedicated to the gym and also to the business right now. And I'm glad that he's doing so well.
Right. He was so much of an all American football player in the ACC conference.
Yeah, he was all American, but he also got drafted into the NFL for a little while. I don't know if it was the Chargers or I forget what team it was, but he played with them for a little while. Then they sent him up to Canada. You know, he was playing with them, but had some type of difficulties, and, you know, then he sent him up to Canada's All-American team, and then I guess that's when he decided that he wanted to get into the wrestling business, which I never seen it coming, but, you know, he shocked all of us because, you know, he's a hell of a wrestler, you know. he's dedicated, like I said, and he looks good. And, you know, all props to him, man. I'm so proud of him.
Yes, yes, he's he's doing good where he at. And do you have anything to plug? Upcoming shows?
We are currently right now waiting. We'll be going back to Puerto Rico for WWC. They have a big show down there. We'll be going in there, I guess, soon, a couple weeks. Then the big show is on the 29th, which is in Caguas, Puerto Rico. It's called Summer Madness. We also have some things up in Atlanta, Georgia we're doing. And matter of fact, we just got booked up in up by Canada right now. So, no, we got some things going on. But, you know, hey, it'd be nice to be, you know, steady working every weekend. So anybody out there that's listening and they're a wrestling booker, if you want to book the Sons of Samoa, you know, hit me up on Facebook and, you know, we can fill in those dates.
That's what's up.
Yeah, definitely, man. You know, all of us, we you know, just like to stay busy, man. It's the way we are, you know what I mean? We're 100%, not 100%, we're 110%, you know, when we get in that ring and we give nothing but, you know, kick ass and we give people what they want. And that's what people like about, you know, our family, the Samoans, because we're rough and rugged. But at the same time, we can get the job done and we also get people off their seats, you know, and enjoy what they're watching. So, you know, I love everybody in my family and we all do a good job and, you know, we just got to keep it going. We got to put Samoa back on the map like we got it right now. You know, we got the Uso brothers in WWE. We got Roman Reigns. We got, you know, Snuka's daughter up there. You know, we're all family, you know what I mean? And we just need to keep it going, you know what I mean? Even we take over TNA, you know, we got to have Samoans in every company. It'll be great, you know, so people can see us out there.
Right. And it's just been an honor to have you on Wrestling X Factor.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. And, you know, anytime you guys want to do this again, you know, just let me know. I'll make some time for you. And hopefully we'll get some people that can call in and get some answers. You know, we can have some questions. We can give some answers. You know, love to do it again.
We would love to have you back so, in the future.
All right.
All right.
So you guys take care, man, and thank you for everything, man. And hopefully, like I said, we'll get it done in the future again.
Oh, thank you also. You have a good evening.
Okay. Take care, brother. You too. God bless.
All right. God bless.
All right.
Yeah, that was Lawyer Noya, a.k.a. L.A. Smooth. We're running out of time. You can hit us up on our Facebook, Wrestling X Factor group page, or Blog Talk Radio for our episodes of Wrestling X Factor. This is Wayne Benitez, Jarrett, signing off, and we're going to leave you with the legendary Booyah Tribe. Take care.
Look. banged in a Austin, cause the QSI card done linked up with Carson. I'm gangster, you ain't tried it, don't knock it. Sag when I fail, flag in my right pocket. The West Bend G's, it ain't a new style. And the booyah, more so mornings in a new hour. I fuck with them, cause we from the same side. And whoever got hit with the cape, blame died. Always been a rider, always stood up. Don move, niggas and bitches, throw your hood up. Get it how you live, if you tamper with the sack, I go to war over crack like Bush in Iraq. It's Mac 10, nigga who banging affiliates. They gangster all the time, and fuck you ain't feeling it.
Bitches wanna fuck with me, that's why I gotta bang on you. Haters wanna fuck with the G, that's why we gotta bang on you. Bitches wanna fuck with me, that's why I gotta bang on you. Haters wanna fuck with the G, that's why I gotta bang on you. I say flamed up ritual, keep the Dickies original. Authorize the smash through a gang funeral with the Gotti belt buckle, the West chuckle. My bumpy knuckles can't stop my hustle. They puzzled how the hen get guzzled. They tumble, trying to fade through the muscle. They in trouble when the mind go humble. The debris from the rubble got the holes being doubled. Where they at? There they go, gangsta shit. Where you from? Here we go, gangsta. Get the rap growler, scrap growler, burgundy maroon. Never visualize unless it go boom. Gotti here, Teflon, boss of all time. Always outnumbered but never outdone. Niggas don't wanna march unless we a million. Let me peep, won't get west side, it may die.